Yeah. You were not actually worried. I was a little disappointed.
Dude, this is so
rad. Does it look good?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
I was going through all the colors. I was like, dude, dark on dark's getting perfect.
Like, I'm like, should I take my new sheet shirt?
Yeah, actually.
Will it show up on stage?
No, but still, it'll be a that black shirt. It's not as good as the cat, though. Oh, get a little layer.
Stretch mount.
Is there any trash that we left?
I gotta work on it. Fade out, like there's a fade out bad.
Do too well.
Want to edit?
Thanks, man.
So yeah, probably about 2 hours.
Thank you.
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours.
I mean, I could upload it now. What I got?
Yeah, then I can like
download it on.
I
want to
get it. At eight.
7:30.
Oh.
However long it takes to bounce, it bounces real time. So. It bounces in and out. I don't have Pro Tools at 14 or whatever.
Right.
I still bounce in real time, so it takes an hour for it to bounce. It
bounces like a ball.
Another 10 minutes to upload. So. Or I could just do it now, what I got.
No. Get it down.
The only thing that's bad is the last, the beginning, because I forgot to check your levels. So everybody was like kind of out of whack, but then as we started going, everybody's level started, you know, it was better. But in the end, the fade off at the end, I didn't really like it. But you guys were fine. I mean, it's all on me though, just editing shit. So, but like 2 hours, you'd be able to download it.
Cool. Be there.
Was it too hot in there, guys? Was it cool?
It was fine.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh yeah, it was fine.
Cool.
Sweet, man.
It felt bad.
Wow.
It seemed like those mics were hot, like really hot though. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, they were.
Not in a bad way, it's just like I didn't have to get on in there, you know, like, and I could lean back and just be
Cool. That's kind of what I had to do. Like, I don't have those, like, podcast microphones, like, at SM, I forget what, you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
They're like the big black ones.
I know big black, but I don't know microphone.
So, yeah, I always, like, put them pretty hot, just so you guys don't have to be all, like, on board. Cool. Well, I'm gonna start striking now.
Cool.
Hey, man.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. Maybe I'll
nice
go check out
you.
The show.
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah, man. Are you guys playing time soon?
Like
14th is our next show.
Yeah.
14th of June.
Yeah.
June.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
free show on the strip.
Yeah.
Oh, where?
Rock and Riley's. It's was it across from Monte Carlo or across from Aria or
yeah,
it's like a bar
like
or something?
Yeah. It's in between like that Fat Burger and that Harley Davidson place.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah,
it's
yeah.
A bunch of tents and stuff.
Oh, stuff
yeah,
for you guys.
That's like, Valley's
kind of. No. It's literally like right across from Monte Carlo.
Okay.
They have a little bit of behavior around now. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
They have a little bit of behavior around now.
Did we lose Paul?
Who is it, man?
Gonna get some Chinese food, gonna go home, pass out, call it a weekend.
Oh,
exactly. This weekend seems like it's gone on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's never stopped since Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, I was up at 7:30 on Saturday. I didn't get home until 4 over 7:30.
Yeah.
Just because my body's used to it.
Yeah,
so
yeah no,
yeah,
I was home at 3:30, woke up at 6:30.
Yeah.
I was like, what the
same
wow.
Thing.
Yeah, if you guys ever have any projects you want to do or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
hell
guys
yeah, absolutely.
Have your own studio,
yeah.
You know, it's good to network.
Yeah,
cool,
man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
stop by anytime.
Cool, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That's such a dad
model. Yeah, you like that? That's my Egypt wallet.
Oh,
look at these aliens.
That's
All right, see you guys.
My grandkid was a great, not a reptilian.
You guys are awesome.
Come back on any time.
Where'd William go?
Cali, we got 91 up.
Yeah. It's all downhill. I was just, you know.
Studio when it was somewhere else. I need to still clean it up and put it somewhere else.
Oh, that would do.
It's still fun.
That was awesome. And that was freehand too. It makes it sharp.
Yep.
I'll get really stoned in like 3 hours.
Sorry, guys. I just had to charge my phone for a second.
Oh, you're good. It's all good. I'm just going to be striking down here anyway.
Videography in the studio. I got two videos.
They're really good. I think that's the only thing that's like taking them to the next level is that camera.
On the post show.
guests next week?
Next week?
Because I'm bringing the sisters in. We got more women coming out of the podcast. Look, she's like, I want to go on a job.
Oh, dude, he's like, yeah.
Jasmine's sister.
Just like them dudes, man. They bitch about the dudes doing it. They do the same thing on the weekends. Oh, that's right. I'm one of the few dudes who actually argue with women and win.
That's also another problem.
I argue with them. I don't care. They want to be idiots, I'm going to call them out.
Talk shit like that. You can't argue with
them. I argue with them. Tells me I'm in like a top 1%. I'm in that 1%. I argue with women. Regularly. Yeah, look at this. We already got guests for next week. We got Swins coming on.
Yeah.
She gets them on that first week of June. First Friday.
I mean, there's a difference between like,
was saying it's like rap is kind of part of the West Coast thing to that shit. Hip hop is more East.
Yeah, like the East
more. It's more
Biggie Smalls.
You have the artists, but I like the more simple artists.
Like
with
yeah, KRS-One!
Teacher!
Teacher! Yeah, man!
Gangstar, St. Francis.
Gangstar?
I love our side. We're the only crew from the West Coast that I really, really like.
Yeah, man.
I really love
Dr. Dre. I really
love
Dr. Dre. Don't lie, I love Dr. Dre.
It's funny because I was acquitted of a gangster rap.
Yeah, Easy E, man. He did like real motherfucking G's. That's one of the best songs ever.
He was a rapper. That dude was like,
he was a gangster.
He had money. These dudes needed that money, so that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I could never relate to gangster rap, but you know, Scrum White Boy crawling up in Vegas.
Yeah,
so it never really resonated with me.
Yeah.
I was always like, beats always came first. And that urban sound, and was just like, always.
Yeah.
Like, dirty beats.
Yeah, like, Troy's B.I.B.
Gritty, that gritty.
This is why we have the post show.
This is why I was saying that we need to get him on there because I am so.
Yeah, we need to have you back on again.
He's my favorite rapper. We're
bringing him back on. Come on, do it. Let's get him on. My number's on the
back.
Awesome.
I'll drop you a line. Yeah, that dude was so sick. It was this time was cut so short.
Yeah.
So soon.
Yeah.
That dude, like, nobody would be talking about Jay-Z right now. They know
it's not.
Oh,
shit, guys.
Seriously.
Like five of them.
We have him on strategy. That's what he's on.
Oh, it should be you and the strategy. Like the strategy
like
of local hip hop.
Like in 3 weeks. Can we do that?
3 weeks? I don't know.
Because we got the women coming next week. Then
we got
Swins the week after that, and then like it'll be like the week after the first Friday week in June.
Yeah, I don't think we got. I mean, I think the Anaheim show's not till the end of June, so I should be free. Yeah, if I'm
awesome.
In town. I can swing by any time.
Right, yeah, so we got 21st, 28th, the 4th, and the 11th, and the 18th. I mean, the 25th, it doesn't matter. Because definitely, I would love to have him in the strategy
yes.
Talk hip-hop.
Cool.
I love it.
Especially because you're
can we get Narco Mex to call in, too?
Sure. And like hip-hop.
Sure.
We need to get Narco Mex to call in on that.
Oh, Narco Mex, too. Narco Mex.
We got a game plan. We got 3 weeks of shows planned out.
Pumped up.
That's always a good feel.
Narco Mexi's like this, he's a Mexican hip-hop artist.
Man,
from Mexico.
This dude's legit in the cartel
yeah,
stuff.
He's like legitimate cartel.
He was talking about it on the show. He's like, man, I'm like, wrap it up, take it over to this place, give me more money, and I'll leave. It's like a transporter movie, man. That's what he
live does. Live on air, too. Yeah, no. While we were doing the show with him, he was actually delivering a package.
Yeah, he was. Live on air.
Live on air.
He's like, hold on. I gotta go make my right
look. Yeah, he's like, hold on, guys.
I was tired.
I have to be going under a bridge, you know? And he's like, you know, it's not like our truck or something. So he's saying, like,
yeah.
So, no, he definitely. That'd be great. All three of you guys on the section.
How's it going?
Brad,
Joe.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
You're good?
Good, good.
How's everything going?
All right. Fantastic.
Good.
I have to admit, I'm a little biased. Almost everything else, I'm really open-minded.
I'm like the opposite. I like it when they just got gangsters on there, man. I like when gangsters talking about busting caps and people's asses, man. That's what I like.
It's so funny because the gangster rappers, I mean, most of them back in that day, they're all perpetrators. I mean, Ice Cube, I mean, they grew up in the sketchy parts of the area in LA and shit like that, but I mean.
Other than that.
Snoop Dogg, he avoided a murder charge.
Yeah, yeah, they're all pretty much a college graduate.
Well, other than that, I mean, they weren't really like gangsters in the true sense. I really think a lot of that shit was just produced to glorify something like that, and it created people like that. Not that they didn't already exist, but it definitely it influenced kids to be in that lifestyle.
It is dangerous.
Yeah, you don't want to be joining the Bloods or the Crips of those gangs whose names you can't pronounce.
It's different when you hear, you know, NWA talk about gangster shit and you hear about Big L talk about gangster shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a huge difference. It's the same subject, but it's way different. For real.
Good. Let's not talk more about this. We're going to save this shit.
I would love to have that trio right there, that'd be perfect, like June 4th or June 11th. We need to call Narco Max when he's doing a delivery too, like live on the air. This is a Kingsville.com's exclusive. Narco Max is just Narco Max has dropped off a kilo in Tijuana. Yeah, he's got like the raindrops here, right? I didn't get deported because of Trump. It was Obama. Man, I was dying laughing. Man, I about fell off my chair over there. I like knocked my stool over almost. Some of that shit. That was a great story. Get on that.
Alright, I'm gonna go chill with the moms.
I smell the food.
Yeah.
I already smell the food,
right?
Yeah, I need to turn this off. Post show is over. We had a great combo.
Yeah, so
I can't wait to come back.
Thanks for coming.